Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Checking good intentions against God's intention. For whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it. James 2:10. Obedience to God's will is not always convenient. Genesis 6:13-22. Nor is it always logical, Judges 6:1-5 and 7:2, but the consequences of twisting one of God's commandments into something more appealing can be deadly. For example, Saul responded in a way that some might describe as logical or prudent. He and his followers spared everything that was good. These they were unwilling to destroy completely to sacrifice to the Lord, 1 Samuel 15:9-15. Good intentions, but not God's intentions. John Calvin explores this perspective on obedience. Walk with John Calvin, a French scholar and Reformation leader in the 1500s. God will not be honored with exceptions, nor will he allow us to cut off from his law what is less pleasing to us. It is no obedience to God when obedience is rendered according to personal preference rather than all the time. Let there be, therefore, a consistency if we desire rightly to obey God. We then understand with James that if we cut off from God's law what is less agreeable to us, though in other parts we may be obedient, yet we become guilty of all because in one particular thing we violate the whole law. It is a general principle. God has prescribed to us a rule of life which it is not lawful for us to mutilate. Today's New Testament reading is James Chapter 2, verses 1 through 13.
My brothers and sisters, believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ must not show favoritism. Suppose a man comes into your meeting wearing a gold ring and fine clothes, and a poor man in filthy old clothes also comes in. If you show special attention to the man wearing fine clothes and say, "Here's a good seat for you," but say to the poor man, "You stand there," or "Sit on the floor by my feet," have you not discriminated among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my dear brothers and sisters, has not God chosen those who are poor in the eyes of the world to be rich in faith and to inherit the kingdom he promised those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor. Is it not the rich who are exploiting you? Are they not the ones who are dragging you into court? Are they not the ones who are blaspheming the noble name of him to whom you belong? If you really keep the royal law found in Scripture, love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing right. But if you show favoritism, you sin and are convicted by the law as lawbreakers. For whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it. For he who said, "You shall not commit adultery," also said, "You shall not murder." If you do not commit adultery but do commit murder, you have become a lawbreaker. Speak and act as those who are going to be judged by the law that gives freedom, because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. Mercy triumphs over judgment.
Sheep in the closet are always a sign that you've substituted what is convenient for what is obedient. Saul's presumption came to light with Samuel's probing question, "What then is this bleating of sheep in my ears?" 1 Samuel 15:14. Regardless of whether you can explain it fully, God's will always be good, pleasing, and perfect. Romans 12:2. And before you conclude that you have a better idea than obeying God's commandments, let Samuel's words burn their way deeply into your heart. To obey is better than sacrifice. 1 Samuel 15:22.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.